Sermon. Sermon by Mrs. E. G. White. Los Angeles, California, May 13, 1884. Sermon by E. G. White at the Los Angeles Campground, 2:30 p.m., May 13, 1884. Philippians 1, verse 8 to 11. A constant advancement, an intelligent advancement in the knowledge of Christ. Filled with fruits of righteousness, there is a higher standard for us to reach. We are not making all that advancement that it is our duty or our privilege to make. How is it that we use the talent that God has given us in temporal matters and not in His service? Ought we not to have greater interest in eternal things than in those things which concern our temporal wants? We have heard desire expressed that husbands and families should come into the truth. This is right. It should be a prominent wish. But do we do all our duty? Do we make all the advancement that we should? Do we not come far short of our duty in meeting the work of progression? Don't be a spiritual dwarf. We love to see infants and watch their baby ways, but the same ways would be disgusting if retained until the child was 2 years old. So the Christian must grow. Be conformed to Christ, not deformed. Just feel as though you were anchored in Christ. Let there be a solidity to the sisters who are alone. Avoid frivolity and keep constantly watching. The rich blessings of heaven are all ready to be showered upon us. Don't be selfish. With too many, all there is to religion is for me and my family. They will not go out of their way to help and bless any others. In such cases, God cannot bless them. It is when we are drawn out from self that God blesses us. He wants us to be drawn out from ourselves. That which we sow, we will reap. If you sow selfishness, you will reap selfishness. That is, you will have it fastened upon you. Let us get out of self and talk of the mercies and blessings of God. Let all the sisters feel that if they haven't a husband to lean upon, they will lean more heavily upon God. Every one of our sisters can be a living missionary and can bring light into every meeting. Do we act as though we were called from darkness into marvelous light, or as if we were lugging along a heavy light? We must talk light and pray light, and light will come in. If only women in the church would show that God can work through women. It was Mary that first preached a risen Jesus. Your husbands will respect that zeal, that noble purpose, if Christ dwells in you. Why, there are richer blessings for those that have the harder conflict, for Christ is a present help in trouble. But we must be divested of selfishness, be acquainted with the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And we shall thus grow more and more like Jesus, till the crown of immortality is placed upon our brows. King's Highway. Some know nothing of this. They think allowance must be made for them when angry because they are soon over it. Empty self of all evil and find Jesus right here. He is in our midst and knows the heart of each one of us. You wound Him. Let us come to the fountain and wash and be clean. How willing He is to hear and save and bless. Hypocrisy always had His rebuke, but contrition and humility always were met with compassion. Break down barriers of stubbornness and unbelief, and let Jesus come in. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5, verse 6. What greater elevation than to become assimilated to the character of Christ? God grant that these meetings may not close and leave us where they found us. Not where they found us, but worse off. We want to act in earnest, as though doing business for God. Act like men and women that are to be arraigned before God. And dressing. To understand the life that measures with the life of God is worth more than to know how to prepare for this short life. This takes time. But it takes time to provide for temporal affairs, and must we suppose that it will take less time to understand about the life to come? Our minds must be clear, so that we may appreciate spiritual things. To temperance add patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. If we thus live on the plan of addition, the result will be an abundant entrance into the kingdom of Christ. Some say, if I knew I should not fall, I would start out. Well, you will not fall if you keep climbing with the eye fixed on Christ. As we add, God multiplies. Nothing to do with what the world thinks. We are not our own. Not one of the world can give a ransom for our souls. And since none in this world are high enough to do this, are they the ones that I must study? No. I must study Christ and His Word to know what is truth. We must understand the truth, and not only understand it, but obey it. Those who hear and do not obey are like those who build upon sand. But those who hear and obey are founded on the rock. Where are we building? How are you building? We must love the Lord with all the heart, not a part. And if we do this, the promise is sure: ye shall live. No language can describe the life that we shall live, an eternal weight of glory. So, as we understand, we must commence a heart work. Cleanse the soul temple of all defilement. If you are selfish or covetous, put this away. How shall we do this? Learn of Christ. Come into the school of Christ and learn how to perform this sum of addition which Peter gives. If these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall be neither barren or unfruitful. 2 Peter 1, verse 8. So many give all their energy of bone and muscle to the world. They profess to be Christians. Are they? No.